Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, greetings. This is Christina Malone, and you've reached the radio show of It's in the Stars, which we try to do every week and sometimes don't, like last week. I'm so sorry I missed it, but it was Oscar night, and with all these planets in Pisces, it was seemingly a perfect time to celebrate film, which is, it's funny that they have the Oscars every year in the month of March, which is the time of Pisces, so, and Pisces rules film, so that's why I wasn't here last week, and I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. Welcome to Anti-Alias and Kiwi, and someone is waiting on the phone, I know, for a long time, since before the show started. So I just want to share, wherever two or more are gathered, there's a spirit in the midst of us. So welcome to everyone and those of you who listen on the archives. Because I missed last week, of course, I want to read about the planets, and that's what the purpose of this show is to talk about the planets, the stars, astrology, and God's time, which is reflected in the stars. And so I like to help to use this program to teach people about astrology and how it can be useful in your life. So what I do in the beginning of the show is I always talk about the Daily Planetary Guide, which is a wonderful journal, notebook, and study guide, as well as a calendar, which you can buy on Amazon.com. And you can go through my website, ChristinaMalone.com, to get to that link on my blog. And this coming week is a very special week. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But before I do, I want to go over what was happening last week because I did miss it. And it says for February 26th through March 3rd, the slow and steady wins the prize on Sunday. That was last Sunday. And when the impatient Aries moon sits opposite security-minded Saturn for the next few days. So if you were feeling kind of impatient last weekend, that was partly due to the moon in Aries. If you can control your impulse to charge in and expect to get things done, you are on your way to success. On Friday, this last Friday, March 2nd, Mercury makes a temporary exit from intuitive Pisces to spend the next few weeks in Aries before it returns to Pisces for one last go-round at the end of March. While Mercury is in Aries, communications are more direct and assertive, but lack that Pisces sensitivity. So if you started to feel yourself since Friday getting a little more direct, that's because Mercury, the planet of communication, has been in Aries. This direct and forceful style of self-expression will extend a total of 6 weeks instead of the usual three in a sign that Mercury will be in. There is an energy exchange on Saturday. That was yesterday, March 3rd. When the retrograde Mars, which is in Virgo, was opposing the Sun, which is in Pisces. This formation occurs when Mars is closest and most visible to the Earth and farthest from the Sun. It can be a difficult and frustrating time filled with arguments, conflicts, and negative competitions. Luckily, this state of affairs only lasts for a week. Your best bet is to find some creative outlets to keep from waging a battle that might not have a winner. Mars is usually the planet of aggression, and when it's opposing the Sun, that's kind of like the inner self, and so it can be very frustrating. And if you look up in the sky, you might be able to see Mars these days because it's a little bit of a pinkish color, and it is opposite the Sun, so it's when the Sun goes down, you'll be able to see it. Okay, so that was last week, showing the planetary expressions. And this week we have a wonderful full moon coming up, as well as the beginnings of Mercury retrograde, which we'll talk about. It's in this little section in the Daily Planetary Guide, March 4th through 10th. This week is chock full of energy with interesting planetary combinations, a Venus sign change, and a Virgo full moon. On Monday, Mercury merges with Uranus for the first of two scheduled meetings this month. What that means is Uranus is in Aries, Mercury just went into Aries, and when they two get together, it's going to be really powerful. This pairing is expected to heighten your intuition and also reveal some scientific surprises or new inventions, including communication products. But it says in parentheses, what will Apple come up with next? That's Apple, who makes the iPhone and iPods and iPads and all that stuff. They seem to be on the leading edge of communication devices. So this is a time of invention. And the next day, which will be Tuesday, Venus will exchange Aries for Taurus. Venus is the ruler of Taurus, so it'll be basking in the glow of its home base for the next 6 weeks. And Venus is the goddess of love and money, so when she's in Taurus, she's really happy. The highlight of the week is the Virgo full moon on Thursday. Oh, my voice is going. So the Virgo full moon means that, you know, the moon will be opposite, 180 degrees opposite of the Sun in Pisces. The Virgo full moon gives you a once-a-year opportunity to make an appointment with your inner physician and make plans to heal whatever part of you needs healing, body, mind, or spirit. I did a work a program a couple of weeks ago on your astrology, your health and healing with astrology. So if you want to go back and check the archives, I might go back over that because the full moon in Virgo is about health. This full moon is a time of heightened awareness of completions and of endings. Always full moons are good for endings, and new moons are good for beginnings. This exciting, intense phase is the best time of the month to finish a project or to bring anything to its natural conclusion, like selling a business or celebrating an important anniversary. The full moon is a time to break down, but not to build up, to finish what you started and reap what you have sown. One downside of the full moon phase is that when the light shines on what is dark or unconscious, there can be also a rise in personal fears, anxieties, and emotions. Of course, full moons are always full of emotion, as you know. Since the blood flow is also at its highest monthly levels, the full moon is not considered the best time for surgeries. If there's any way you can change your surgeries for those days, I would recommend it. On Saturday, the moon moves into Libra when it meets up with Saturn, who is the timekeeper. And this is a happy coincidence because the next day marks the beginning of daylight savings time. The daylight savings time prompt is spring forward and fall back. So this moon-Saturn merger is also a reminder to turn your clocks 1 hour ahead before you go to sleep on Saturday night. So that'll be next Saturday, March the 10th, for those of you listening to the archives. And just so you know, it's funny that my voice just kind of gave out, and also that I'm trying very hard to say words very specifically and make sure that I don't lose focus, because the one thing they also didn't mention in this little synopsis was that this week Mercury will start its storm leading up to the Mercury retrograde, which will be on March 12th. And as you know from listening to the show or following astrology in any way, the Mercury storm is just as bad as the Mercury retrograde. It's a time when the planet Mercury appears from our perspective to start to slow down and start to look like it's going backwards from our perspective, because we're going past it. Just like when you look at the NASCAR racetrack, we're all on these planets that are going around the sun, and as the Earth passes Mercury, it looks like it's going backwards. So that's called a Mercury retrograde, and it usually causes a lot of havoc in the areas of communication, such as speech, talking about anything, communication from cell phones to computers, driving a car. So it's always a good idea to get your car checked out, get your computer backed up, get your phone backed up, all those things before Mercury retrograde starts. And today happens to be Sunday, March 4th, and the moon is actually sort of in a void right now. And also Venus is just gone into Aries, and she's kind of like in a void. And, I mean, sorry, not Venus, but Mercury. See, I'm just making mistakes again. Mercury just went into Aries, so it's like in a void. It's only at 2 degrees of Aries. And then the Saturn is at 28 degrees of Libra, so it's sort of in a void. So there's a lot of void energy right now. Oh, and it's right. Venus is actually at 29 degrees of Aries. She's going to be going into Taurus in the next couple of days. But anytime a planet is between 27 degrees and 30 degrees of a sign, and then 0 degrees to 3 degrees of a sign, it's usually in what they call a 6-degree cusp period, which means it's kind of disconnected. So if you're feeling disconnected right now, if you don't know what's going on, if you're overwhelmed, that's kind of the reason, okay? So it's only halfway through the show, and I've sort of run out of things to say, but I want to say hi to the guests in the chat room. I just see a new person, Crone. That's nice, that new person. Welcome. And I see that we have a couple of people on the phone. So what I'm going to do now is just take a couple of phone calls, or maybe one phone call. It seems like there's actually only one person besides me. And just say, we'll see what happens. Okay, so let's see who this person who's been waiting so long is. Hi, 561.
Hello.
Hi, you've been waiting a long time. What's your name?
My name is Tracy.
Tracy, welcome. And what's your date of birth?
It's 12/16/72.
Okay. And what do you have, the place and the time?
It was 8:30 in the morning, and it was in Spanish Town.
Spanish Town, Florida?
Jamaica.
Jamaica, okay. So let me try and pull that up, and let's see what we can do here. I know it's 561. Is that like Florida, South Florida?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I used to live in St. Pete, Tampa area, so I know some of the area codes down there. So, and I don't know if I've talked to you before. Have you been on the show before?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hi.
Let me get your information up if I can. So, Spanish Town. I have a little program here that can look up. There we go. Okay. So, what's your question?
Well, it's finances. It's all intertwined. Finances, love, the whole shebang, but whatever comes up.
Okay, let's see. Well, you have Jupiter conjunct your north node, which is a very positive statement. Jupiter is a planet of abundance. And your north node is in Capricorn, and your Jupiter is at Capricorn, almost like 2 degrees apart from each other. So that was the first thing that I zeroed in on. So something to do with business and structures. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the nursing field, but I'm trying to do my own little business on the side, venturing out.
Yeah, I definitely think you have a knack for business, and that's always a good thing, you know, because right now, let's see, I'm just looking at some other things. So Sagittarius is actually, I just pulled Jupiter out of the air and I wasn't even thinking, but I just was intuitively drawn to Jupiter because Jupiter's the ruler of Sagittarius. And now you also have Jupiter in your 12th house. If this is your correct time, 8:30 a.m., then Jupiter in the North Node would be in your 12th house, which would mean you feel a natural affinity towards psychic work or intuitive work or spiritual work. That's what the 12th house rules. 12th house also rules therapy and healing on a psychological level. So people who get into counseling or consulting or some kind of work like that would be great for you. You also have a moon at 0 degrees of Taurus, and usually when you have the moon in Taurus, that's a good connection to wealth also, just in general, because Taurus is the sign of money. And when you have the moon in Taurus, it's like it's in its best placement. Moon really likes to be in Taurus. It's a stable sign. And it's in between Aries and Taurus, so it's kind of like you have this energy to get up and go, but you also have this stick-to-itiveness. And you have lots of planets in you do have lots of planets in Sagittarius, which is fire, and mutable, which means you like to run around and travel and try different things, even if it's just flights of fancy. But that moon in Taurus gives you stability and sort of a stick-to-itiveness. And also Mars in Scorpio and Venus in Scorpio give you that stability, too. That's a fixed sign. And Venus is the ruler of Taurus, so that's kind of, she's going to be at a good place in the next few weeks. I was talking about how Venus is going to be changing signs. So as she goes through Taurus, you'll feel a lot more of that comfort from her. I always say that self-care, like taking care of yourself, finding comfort for yourself, especially if you have moon in Taurus, finding things that make you happy, you know, whether it's being out in nature or connecting with the earth in some way, that's a really positive thing for a moon in Taurus. So I definitely think you have a knack for healing and also intuitive nature, and maybe that would be something that you're guided to do out of your home. So maybe that's where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I mean, that's how I basically started off, just kind of loving astrology. I read everything I could about astrology. I had lots of friends who were doing astrology, so I'd ask them lots of questions. And eventually I got a few teachers. You know, I had one teacher who said she thought I was ready to do readings, so I started doing readings. And that was about 20 years ago now. So it's just something that sort of, you follow your passion. What do they say? Do what you love and the money will follow. Have you heard that expression?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in your case, it would definitely be true because you have Venus and Taurus, both in Scorpio, which is other people's money. And Venus is the goddess of love, so doing what you love will attract. She's the attraction principle, so she should attract that kind of thing into your life. And also having that moon in Taurus, like I said, it's exalted in Taurus, so it's a good place to have Taurus, you know, the moon. I have moon in Taurus, too, so sometimes I just have things just kind of fall into my lap, you know, or making the right connections with people. Since you're a Sagittarius, you have a natural outgoing personality, so I would see you as probably very, you know, generous and able to communicate with people.
I try.
Yeah. Well, Mercury in Sag and Neptune in Sag means you do have lots of Sag energy, you know. So that Sag is usually playful and energetic, and it's a fire sign, and it likes to try new things and explore new things. And so, yeah, so I think you have some good qualities there for creating some sort of business for yourself. There's all kinds of services available. If you have any psychic ability, there's I used to be part of a thing called Expert Link, and I'm not sure what their website is, but it was a way to do readings over the phone. So that's just another possibility. I also got some advice from my friend Susie Kerr-Wright, who does her show. She does the show called The Celestial Readings with Susie right after this at 5:30. And she's usually in the chat room. But she's the one who kind of encouraged me to do the radio show. Blog Talk Radio is free, so you can start a radio show. And you know, definitely with all that Sag energy, you could do that. Having a website, of course. I'm giving a lot of plugs for lots of places. GoDaddy.com is where I got my website. All I did was put in the name I wanted, ChristinaMalone.com, and I got it. So I was really lucky. And then out of that, I started doing a blog, and out of that, I started doing the radio show. So it's just, you know, it's one thing at a time. You know, you just try different things. Yeah, exactly. And if you have help along the way, I have lots of friends who have skills in different areas, and I never try to do things by myself. I try to incorporate support, you know. And it's through the advice and support of a lot of people that I'm finally doing all these things, you know. It's kind of funny. It's taken me years. But I would say maybe in the last 3 years, that's how it all started happening. You know, a friend of mine who was a psychic said, you should do radio. And then I just joined Blog Talk Radio like 3 years ago, but I didn't do a radio show until like this last year. So it takes what it takes, you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so I think you have some good things. And you also have part of fortune in Taurus, which is part of fortune is a good point in your chart, like where you're going. Not where you're going, but what you have given to you as a gift, you know. So, again, Taurus has to do with money, so you do have a natural affinity for that. And it does show in your home, in your house of home, so I think working out of the home would be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you have no other questions, I mean, I have nobody else to talk to, so if you want to ask any other questions, I could look at some other things.
Okay, do you see anything come, like, for education, going back to school, or...
Oh, that's a great question. Wow. Now, see, Sagittarius usually rules higher education. Now I'm looking at the chart of the hour, which is the horary chart, and it looks really good. Venus and Jupiter, I was just talking about Venus, is the goddess of love. She's in Aries right now going into Taurus. She's going to meet up with Jupiter in a few weeks, and Jupiter is in Taurus, which is a lot of success. And it's in the house of Sagittarius at this moment. In the chart of the moment, of the chart of the hour, called the horary chart. So I think higher education would be very positive for you. Have you got a school in mind? Or?
Yeah, I do. It's just the
Great.
Finances, you know.
I think the finances will be there, either whatever, scholarships and somehow some kind of help, because Jupiter, like I said, is a god of abundance, and it usually means good things when it's in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and since your ruling planet is Jupiter, it's funny that I just looked at the house of Sagittarius, which is higher learning, and there was Jupiter and Venus together, and I was like, oh, that's really positive. Couldn't ask for a better combination. So she'll be, Venus will be joining Jupiter probably in the next couple of weeks, because it takes a few weeks to move 7 degrees. But when she gets up to Taurus, you know, Jupiter and Taurus, that's wonderful, yeah. So, and now Mercury will be going retrograde, so I would wait till after Mercury goes direct to start something new, because in general we want to stay away from any kind of mistakes, which can sometimes occur during Mercury retrograde. So if you can wait to start a business or to start school, I'll tell you when it goes direct. It will go direct on April 4th, which I know is a long wait, but you know, I don't know what the school schedule is, or but, you know, might consider that too, just an idea. Or if you do sign any contracts or get involved with anything during Mercury retrograde, they always say just be sure you check the double, you know, the dotted line, you know, the hidden things that you wouldn't notice normally.
Oh, okay.
Because Mercury retrograde, Mercury rules the mind and writing, so things can be confusing. So just be sure you understand everything if you're going to start anything during Mercury retrograde. But I recommend if you can wait till April 4th for that, that'd be great. It'll go direct on April 4th. That's why having a daily planetary guide is so good. That's why I tell people, get a daily planetary guide. I don't know this stuff off the top of my head. So that should do it. And I think I'm coming up on the end of my show, so I guess I'll sign off and start my music. Thank you so much, Tracy, and good luck, and keep me posted. All right, thanks.
I will.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and start my song, Spinning Through the Universe. It's been a short but sweet show, and thank you so much for being here. And hopefully, I'm not sure what the next few weeks will bring, because I know Mercury retrograde is a challenging time for everybody, and I know that I'm very busy on Sunday, so I may not be able to make it. But I will, you know, obviously be canceling the shows when I take them off the air. If you notice on my website, that they're just not posted, then you'll know on Sunday. But I'll try to be here, so if you can be here, great. But just so you know, if I don't show up, it's because of Mercury retrograde. So anyway, everyone have a good week. Enjoy your full moon, and God bless. And thank you, Auntie, for being here. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Watch the outside.